Hello, Sylvia here. Over the years, I've enjoyed sharing tales with you from the books of Arthur Porritt, who collected published newsworthy events from the 15th century onwards relating to Halifax and district, but of course some Todmorderians would have participated or known about them. This latest tidbit interested me, so here it is. I do not know the date of this tale, but the last hanging for theft was in 1823, so it predates that. We are used to our welfare state now, and because no one needs to be totally destitute, we've forgotten or never known what it would have been like to be very, very poor, and how people had to do all sorts of things to get money. In the late 1700s to early 1800s, there were many hawkers on the streets selling their various goods. Among them in Halifax was a young Irishman called Peter Spavin. His speciality was oranges. With his basket slung round his neck, he would juggle with three or four oranges as he walked the streets, crying, "Oranges, who'll buy? Fine sweet oranges." He did particularly good business on the night of an assembly ball at the Talbot Inn, then went into some other inns. He then had a drink at the church tavern. Next morning, on his way to collect more oranges from his store at the Talbot, he heard a woman scream, and rushing into the inn, he saw a girl he'd seen the night before called Mally Jacks, who was struggling with a man to whom she'd been talking the night before. When she saw Peter, she threw a purse to him, telling him it was her purse and that the villain was trying to rob her of it. She was a hawker, too, of tapes, laces and buttons. The man she's struggling with had deserted her and her child 6 years earlier, and on seeing him again she decided to plead for money for herself and the child. However, her desperate action had changed not only her life but Peter's and her child's too. On hearing the screams, the tapman and the landlord rushed in and detained both Peter and Mally, and sent for a constable who arrested them, Mally for stealing the man's purse of gold, and Peter for receiving it. They were taken to the dungeon in Dungeon Street, near Gibbet Street, and were locked up for the night, and then were sent to York Assizes. At that time, theft was punishable by death by hanging, and an accessory would be transported. So poor, abandoned Mally never saw her child again, was hanged in chains at York and later on Beacon Hill at Halifax. Peter was transported to Van Diemen's Land in a convict hulk. Many years later, when Church Tavern was being demolished in 1896, it was noticed that a very well-dressed old gentleman was watching the demolition, after which he wandered about the parish churchyard. A resident approached him to see if he could help him, and he ended up going back to his house for a meal, where Peter Spavin told him the story of his past and revealed that he was now a wealthy speculator in Tasmania and Australia. He found lodgings with a poor widow at Wheatley, and then after rambling round town for a while, he left, leaving a handsome payment for his lodging. Some years later, the resident who had befriended Peter received a letter from some London solicitors, enclosing a cheque to be cashed and paid out to the lady he'd lodged with, and no more was ever heard of Peter Spavin in Halifax. What a story it would have been if we could have known Peter's history from leaving England on those notorious prison hulks to his return to Halifax, a wealthy man. Bye for now.